JD's Heroes.
This week's JD's Heroes nomination comes from Sharon Conboy. Now, Sharon, you're nominating your best friend, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
I couldn't even begin to imagine what you've been through. Do you want to explain why you've nominated Cheryl?
Last year, my daughter was the victim of a brutal attack by an ex-boyfriend, and I know this is going to be really hard for her to relive as well. It was horrific. In as much as I didn't recognise her when I walked in the room, she was that badly injured. Obviously, it was just a horrendous time for all of us. And, you know, my daughter not only physically battered, but emotionally, you know. Mm. Friends and family were all very supportive. And there's that deep level of emotional trauma that just brings you to your knees, you know. Mm. And if it wasn't for Cheryl sort of holding me up, I wouldn't have been able to hold Lett up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
She's such an unselfish person. Her life is not brilliant. She's one of these people that the fates conspire against, and anything that can go wrong with her does. But she still just gives anything. She'll drop anything to just be there for you. I just have to send her one text message saying we're having a bad day, and she's there. Mm. Friendship like that, you couldn't buy it, you know?
Your daughter Lorette joins us on the phone this morning. Lorette, yeah. I mean, you can tell us as much and as little as you want, but what exactly did you go through, Lorette? Because it doesn't sound nice at all.
It's been quite a hard time for me to trust people, and with my mum's support and Cheryl's support, I've got through it. There's been really bad times where I wish that I didn't wake up, and without their support and keeping me on the straight and narrow, I don't think I'd have got through it without them.
And how old are you, Lorette?
I'm 24.
And this happened last year?
Yeah, on New Year's Eve. It just battered me because I don't actually know why it happened, but I can't really remember what exactly happened, but I remember waking up in the morning and I was in excruciating pain, and then I phoned my mum come and get me, and we had to go to hospital, and it was just a horrible, horrible time.
Her eyes were swollen shut, her face was black. It was horrendous. I kind of, you know how you recoil, and I kind of looked around the room for where Lorette was, because that couldn't possibly have been her there.
Wow.
But it was.
And then at what point did Cheryl get involved?
Right from the start, Cheryl was there, you know, bringing us anything we needed, just being the shoulder to cry on, being there for Lorette. You know, those times when Lorette wanted to say things like she just said, you know, sometimes she didn't want to wake up, but she didn't want to say it to me because she didn't want to hurt me. She could talk to Cheryl about things like that. And I have to say at this point as well, Lorette has actually been amazingly brave and courageous to get through this the way she has. I'm so proud of her.
Well, tell you what, we've got a little surprise for all three of you, but should we ring Cheryl and let her know that you've nominated her?
Yes.
How do you think she'll react, Sharon?
She'll probably kind of brush it off, don't be silly sort of thing, you know, that's what friends do for each other kind of thing, but I think, you know, I think she'll probably be quite moved.
Hello.
Hi, is that Cheryl?
It is.
Cheryl, it's JD from Mercia.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Cheryl, do you know a lady called Sharon?
I do.
What do you think of Sharon?
She's one of my best mates.
Okay.
I love Sharon.
Sharon's on the other line at the moment.
Oh.
And the reason I'm ringing you, Cheryl, is Sharon has nominated you to be a JD hero.
Oh, my God.
Sharon, do you want to say what you want to say to Cheryl?
No, how awful this last year has been, and we wouldn't have got through it if it wasn't for you. And
I
couldn't think of any way to say thank you, and this just seemed perfect, you know?
Oh, God. Well, you've been there for me as well. That's what we do, innit?
I told them you'd say that.
Sharon explained the situation with Lorette's ex and what happened there, and said that you were just amazing and the support you gave.
It was horrific. I was just a mate. I absolutely adore Lorette, and it was a horrible time for everybody, and I just did what I knew Sharon would do for me, and I was there for her.
Lorette's on the other line. Lorette,
oh
you...
my God, no, this will definitely be tears.
Lorette, you want to say something to Cheryl, don't you?
I just want to say thank you so much for your support over the last year, and it means so much to me.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, I love the bones off you.
Well, you mean so much to me. You've been like a second mum.
Oh, bless you. God, this is surreal.
Sharon's nominated you to be a JD hero, and to take your mind off, you know, you being ill and everything else that's gone on, we're going to send the three of you to Leanne Elizabeth Studios in Rugby.
Oh my God, yeah.
Where the three of you are going to have a right hoot. We're going to give you complete makeover.
All right.
And then you're going to have a best friend's photo shoot.
Oh wow, that'll be wicked.
I'll even make sure there's a bottle of bubbly there so you can have a couple of glasses of champagne.
Probably best you don't.
Sharon, is that okay for you and your friend Cheryl?
That's absolutely fabulous. I didn't expect anything for her, so just wanted her to get the acknowledgement I think she deserves.
You are a JD hero. You have an amazing day with Lorette and Sharon at Leanne Elizabeth Studios in Rugby, okay?
I will. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Do you know someone who needs JD's heroes? Change their life at mercia.co.uk.